to Yemen now, which has been in the news since Al-Qaeda there claimed responsibility for the failed attempt to blow up a U.S. airliner. It so happens Yemen's government had renewed its war on Al-Qaeda with airstrikes a full 8 days before that Christmas Day attack. Analysts say it was a sharp change of direction for a government that had been reluctant to take on Al-Qaeda, and it led to a huge spike in promised military aid from the Obama administration. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Sana'a.
Yemen's decision to attack suspected Al-Qaeda operatives came as a pleasant surprise to Western counterterrorism officials. On December 17th, Yemeni forces, with U.S. assistance, launched raids and airstrikes against Al-Qaeda targets. More airstrikes followed a week later, targeting what officials said was a meeting of top regional Al-Qaeda operatives. For years, Washington had been urging President Ali Abdullah Saleh to deal with the growing Al-Qaeda presence in Yemen. And for years, Yemeni officials countered that they were too busy battling Shiite rebels in the northern Sada province and a secessionist movement in the south. They also feared a backlash from their own conservatives. This was the hardline Sheikh Abdulmajid al-Zindani warning Muslim worshippers in a Sana'a mosque recently about, quote, secret agreements that would allow the U.S. military to bomb Yemenis from unmanned aircraft and calling for jihad if foreign forces invade Yemen. Independent political analyst Abdulghani al-Iryani says despite their political worries, Yemen's leaders finally decided that neither conservative public sentiment nor the northern rebellion in Sada was sufficient reason to ignore the al-Qaeda threat.
The government has been avoiding this war for a long time under the pretext that there is a war in Sada, which is actually a completely unnecessary war that they could stop at any time, and because of fears that there is some kind of a power base for terrorism in Yemen, and they didn't want to antagonize it.
The argument among government supporters in Sana'a has been that attacking Al-Qaeda, which has insinuated itself among the conservative tribes in remote parts of the country, would provoke a popular backlash that could seriously destabilize the government. Analyst Al-Iryani says so far the reaction to this series of strikes proves that such fears had no basis.
Nothing. And in fact, if you look at facts on the ground, the ideological base for Al-Qaeda is not in Yemen, it's in Saudi Arabia. The funding for Al-Qaeda comes from Saudi Arabia. And I'm convinced that the leadership, the real leadership, is still in Saudi Arabia. I don't think we need to worry about a popular backlash against the government for fighting terrorism.
Other analysts caution, however, that while Yemeni tribes have no natural affinity with Al-Qaeda, airstrikes that produce large numbers of civilian casualties will be powerful recruiting tools for the militants. Saeed Obaid Al-Jami is the author of a book on Al-Qaeda in Yemen.
If the U.S. makes the same mistakes it made in both Iraq and Afghanistan, this of course will drive the people into a rage and they will join an alliance with Al-Qaeda.
Yemeni officials say there's another reason for the recent strikes, which have continued this month. Al-Qaeda operatives were including Yemeni targets in their plots. The December 17th operations, for instance, are believed to have thwarted a plan to send four Al-Qaeda suicide bombers into Sana'a to attack either Yemeni or Western institutions. Whatever the initial motivation, analysts say the result of Yemen's newfound determination to root out Al-Qaeda operatives will be a massive influx of security aid from the U.S. That, they say, will have two effects. It should encourage Yemen to keep up the fight, and it will tie the Obama administration ever more closely to a regime that has been criticized for widespread corruption. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Sana'a.